Hi there, welcome and thank you for joining me on today's episode of my podcast. If this is your very first time of listening, this is Talk More with Nessa, the podcast. And for my old and returning listeners, I want to say a big shout out to you for sticking by me because, I mean, in between sinusitis, life happening to me, getting busy and all of that, you still, you know, remember to come listen. And I really do appreciate every time you click the link to come listen to my podcast because without you, there will be no podcast. So the topic for today on Mental Health Monday is ways to rewire your brain back to happiness. I mean, I was going to give like 5 practical tips that you can practice, but let's see. If I'm being sweet, I might add an extra, making it 6. But let's get into the good stuff. Yeah, when it comes to, you know, happiness, I think happiness is relative. It depends on how you see it. Everybody has a different way that they define it. For me, it could be, you know, being at peace, having enough money to take care of my needs and my friends and family. And for someone else, it could be having a secure network of friends who accept them unconditionally, who are always there for them, who love them. You know, happiness is just relative. Regardless of your version of true happiness, living a happier and a more satisfied life is something that you can achieve, and with a few tweaks to your regular habits, you can actually get there. Now, talking about habits, if you have bad habits, you might actually lead yourself of some, you know, happiness. And over time, if you practice or continue with these bad habits, it actually robs you of your happiness totally. Now, what are some of the bad habits that we might have? Sometimes it could be as simple as, you know, wearing a frown. Is wearing a frown simple? I think it's actually a serious thing when you're constantly wearing a frown. So now, instead of wearing a frown, how about you start smiling? You smile when you're happy, right? But it's actually a two-way street. We smile because we're happy, and smiling causes the brain to release this dopamine, which makes us happier. And sometimes, even if you're not happy, you could see someone, you know, smiling, and then before you know it, you're smiling too, because smiling is kind of contagious. And another trick to, you know, making yourself smile even when you don't want to smile is actually looking at yourself in the mirror and smiling. I mean, when you smile for no reason, before you know it, you're smiling for a reason because you realize that, oh, I'm actually pretty when I smile. Oh, I'm actually cute when I smile. Or you could just be laughing at yourself that, oh, look at this goofy one, you know? So it is all about habits. Habits, habits, habits. So if you have a bad habit of not smiling, if you're constantly wearing a frown, then now it's time for you to change and start wearing a smile. Someone said something, you're never fully dressed without a smile. I think it was, is it Sia? Yeah, it's Sia. She said it in her song, you're never fully dressed without a smile. So I want you to inculcate that habit of smiling constantly. Smile, smile, smile. Now, another way that you can rewire your brain to be happy is exercising, through exercise. I know exercise is not just for, you know, getting the perfect body shape and all of that. Sometimes regular exercise helps to reduce stress. It reduces feelings of anxiety and symptoms of depression, and also boosts your self-esteem and happiness, because when you exercise, you feel so good. It could be something as little as, you know, you could do curtsy lunges, you could do lunges, you could do you know, skipping, you could skip, you could stretch, you can do you know, any form of exercise, or it could be yoga as well. Anything that actually gets you to move your body, exercise and sweat a little, it will boost your self-esteem and increase your happiness. And it is proven also that when you exercise a lot, it reduces the feelings of anxiety and symptoms of depression. Because trust me, when you exercise, like, you're just releasing stress, and you're feeling just good. You feel good about yourself. So even a small amount of physical activity can make a difference. If you've not been exercising, I think this is the time for you to start exercising back. If you don't know what to do, go online, search for, you know, exercises that you can follow. You could see, you can also download some apps. Yeah, you could use apps too. If you use an Android or whatever phone it is you use, you could download an app where you have you know, exercises that you could practice, for beginners down to, you know, the pro levels. You don't even have to train like as if you're going for, you know, an award or whatever. Just take it at your own pace. The trick is to not overexert yourself. So if you suddenly throw yourself into a strenuous routine, you probably just end up frustrated. So take it easy. It could be, you know, taking a walk first. Take a walk around your house. As you're walking, you could be cleaning. You could also sign up for a beginner's class in yoga. Start your day with 5 minutes of stretching. Yeah, I said stretching. It could be as easy as that. Just remind yourself of any fun activities that you once enjoyed, but that has fallen by the wayside, or any activities that you've always wanted to try. Could be, you know, dancing. Dancing is a form of exercise, to try it out. You could dance, and before you know it, you're sweating. You are exercising, and it is going to actually boost your it's going to boost your self-esteem, it will reduce stress for you, and it will make you happy. Now, the next step is getting plenty of sleep. A lot of people are going to tell you that, in fact, not a lot of people, let me just say, motivational speakers are going to tell you that only lazy people sleep and wake up by 6 or by 5. The normal human being, I repeat, the normal human being is supposed to get at least 7 hours of sleep. So if you are getting lesser hours of sleep, I guess you are going to agree with me that you're doing yourself more harm than good. Now, forget about what society says, because modern society tends to steer us toward less sleep, because they say less sleep, more work, the more successful you're going to be, you know, all of those cliche lines that they say in motivational books or whatever. We know that adequate sleep is very, very vital to good health. If you sleep well, your brain is going to function well. If you sleep well, your emotional well-being is going to be absolutely great. Have you noticed that when you don't get enough sleep, you get cranky? You wake up so cranky. It's like you could be angry for the rest of that day, or your day is going to really start on a very rough note. But when you sleep well and you get enough rest, you find yourself, you know, more energized, more renewed, because when you sleep for 7 or 8 hours, trust me, you're going to be able to build back all of the energies that you lost the previous day. So you're not going to find yourself fighting the urge to nap during your day, or just feeling like you're in a fog, your brain is feeling foggy due to lack of sleep. Trust me, if you don't get enough sleep, your body is going to tell you it needs rest. So write down how many hours of sleep that you get each night and how rested you feel. That is an exercise for you to try out. So after a week, you should have a better idea of how you're feeling. On the days you take, you know, less than 7 hours of sleep, note down how you feel, or the way you felt when you woke up. And on the days when you take, let's say, 8 hours of sleep, also note down how you felt when you woke up. Now, reserve the hour before bed as quiet time. Take a bath, read or do something relaxing, and avoid heavy eating and drinking, because drinking, and especially when you drink lots of caffeine, it could also stop you from, you know, sleeping early, and it could hinder you from getting your regular 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So avoid caffeinated drinks during bedtime. Also, keep your bedroom dark, cool, and quiet. It's a trick to sleeping really fast. When people say, oh, they can't sleep so early, or they don't know how to sleep early till it's around 2 in the morning, I find it somehow shocking. Aside from insomnia, sometimes there are things you could also do to ensure that you are able to sleep easily once you're in your bedroom. Keep your bed sheet clean, keep your room cool. You could, you know, turn off the light before you sleep. Don't sleep with the lights on. Or even if you need a light on, you could just dim it, not let it be directly on your face. If you're constantly having problems sleeping though, you could actually talk to a doctor, because there are serious cases of insomnia. Now, moving on to the next good stuff. Eat with mood in mind. I'll take that again. Eat with mood in mind. You already know that food choices have an impact on your overall physical health. So what are you feeding yourself? Before you talk about your mouth, you have to remember that whatever goes into the mouth is doing something for the body, is doing something for the brain. And we're talking about ways to rewire your brain to be happy. Now, for example, carbohydrates, they release serotonin. And serotonin is the happy hormone, or the feel-good hormone. So just keep simple carbs, foods that are high in sugar and starch to a minimum, because that energy surge is short and you'll crash. And sometimes you notice that when you take you know, sugary stuff, you have this sugar rush. I don't know if it's everybody that experiences it, but I have sugar rush when I take sugary stuff sometimes. So you can take carbohydrates. Complex carbs such as vegetables, beans, and whole grains are actually more better though. So I say they are more better because foods that are high in sugar and starch tend to, you know, have this energy surge that is short. So complex carbohydrates are more advisable from what I researched on and got. Also, try to eat lean meat, poultry, and dairy because they are high in protein. And it's advisable that you even take proteins in the morning because it's going to keep you going for a longer period of time. It will boost your energy and concentration. If you eat an egg in the morning, you notice that you don't get so hungry. You don't get hungry so fast like the way you would if you ate something else. You get. So proteins don't digest so fast. That's what I'm trying to say. Also, highly processed or deep fried foods tend to leave you feeling feeling down. So avoid them. Avoid them. And then skipping off meals. Skipping off meals is another thing rather that people do, which actually leaves them feeling down and unhappy. They don't know, but food is so important to us that if you don't eat breakfast, if you skip a meal because of one reason or the other, you might actually have a bad mood for the rest of the morning until you actually eat something. So start by making one better food choice each day. For example, swap a big sweet breakfast pastry for some Greek yogurt with fruits. And if you want to satisfy your sweet tooth and you want to just make sure that you have something sugary, then you can try a protein. Try adding in a new food swap every week. Every week, try something new. You can also, you know, look online for any nutritional value for each meal you're trying to try, so that you know that whatever you're taking in is giving you something in return. It's giving your body something in return. You're not just eating food that is not doing anything for your body. Okay, so unhealthy junks, cancel it. Let it go. Now, another way that you can rewiring your brain to be happy is being grateful. Okay, slow down. You need to slow down. Now, being grateful, I'm so big on gratitude because when you are grateful to the universe, it's going to return things back to you in double folds or sometimes more than. Even if you feel there is nothing to be grateful for, which is a lie because there's always something to be grateful for, simply say thank you, universe. Just thank the universe. Thank God. I don't know. You could say thank God. You could say thank you, universe. Whatever way is comfortable for you. So simply being grateful can give your mood a big boost among other benefits. For example, in a study that was done, it was found that practicing gratitude can have a significant impact on feelings of hope and happiness. So when you're grateful, when you give gratitude, you feel hopeful, you feel happy. So start each day by acknowledging one thing that you're grateful for. It could be as simple as, oh, I'm grateful for my job. I'm grateful for this wonderful meal. I'm grateful for this new dress. I'm grateful for the ability to see, you know, from little things to the bigger things. Before you know it, you have a whole lot to be grateful for. And sometimes you may not know it, but the ability to be able to love people in your life and also getting love in return is something you should be grateful for. And that's a big, big thing to actually be grateful for. I mean, in a world where there are so many insincere people and so many people are actually feeling lonely because there is nobody to love them, you have people in your life who love you, and who you love is something to actually be grateful for. And it could be little things too, such as your colleague who offered you maybe a drink, or someone who waved at you, or maybe your neighbor's kid who is always greeting you and smiling at you. You know, there's something beautiful about when babies smile at you. It kind of melts your heart. You feel warm on the inside. You get. It could also be something as, you know, simple as the sun shining on you. I mean, the sun shining on me is actually a big deal though. I mean, the warmth that I get from the sun, because some people are complaining about too much cold And here we are. I mean, let's just be grateful for it all. So with a little practice, you may even become more aware of all of the positive things that are around you. In case you don't know, you start noting them eventually. Now, I said I might give another extra tip if I am sweet enough. So I think I want to give the sixth tip, which is giving a compliment. Research has shown that performing acts of kindness can leave you feeling more satisfied, leave you feeling more happy. We all love to receive kindness. We all love to receive compliments. We love these things. But how often do we, you know, do these things for other people? How often do we compliment people? How often are we kind to people? Kindness is not even for those people you are doing it for. It's for you yourself. Because sometimes when you're kind to somebody, in fact, all of the time when you do something kind for somebody, when you perform an act of kindness, you end up feeling this feeling of more love for yourself. You feel this kind of joy in your heart. So now tell me, when you feel joyful, when you feel happy, is your brain not happy as well? So giving a sincere compliment is a quick, easy way to brighten somebody's day. Do you know that when I was still in university, my friends and I, we made it a point of, it's not something like we agreed upon to do though. We just do, we would randomly compliment strangers. And the way they would just light up, I love to see it. I love to see it. It could be something as simple as, oh, I love your fragrance. Oh, your skirt is beautiful. I remember there was this guy we waved at one time, and then one of my friends went, oh, I love your shoes. I tell you, I can't even explain it, but that guy was really smiling big. I'm sure she made his day. So go out of your way to compliment people. Say nice things to people. Be kind to people. Help that old lady to cross the road. Stand up for someone to sit down, an elderly person to sit down. If you see a sick person, you know, just assist them. Just be kind to people. If you see little kids, smile at them, wave at them, be kind to them. If they need your help, give it to them if you can do it. Just make sure that whatever act of kindness you are doing for anyone, you are doing it in a respectful way, okay? So in conclusion, I said, learn to be grateful. Gratitude can never, ever, ever be enough. We have to be grateful every day for being here. I mean, it's a big deal. I also said, eat with mood in mind, because food is very important. You have to be careful what you feed to your soul, because whatever you feed to your body is what goes to your brain, and it affects how you end up, you know, thinking. Also, I said get lots of sleep. Forget what motivational speakers say, be olelomanso in Yoruba. Okay, let me translate that, because that's actually Yoruba. It means it's only lazy people who sleep. No, you require sleep. 8 or 7 hours of sleep. I also mentioned exercising. I also said smile. When it comes to smiling, I'm sorry, but I have to say this. Fake it till you make it. Fake that smile till it actually becomes real. Okay, guys, thank you so much for, you know, listening to today's episode of Mental Health Monday, and I hope you enjoy every bit of it, though it's a really long episode, but I hope you enjoyed every bit of it. If you found it very helpful, don't forget that sharing is caring and sharing is loving. Share with somebody who you think needs to hear this, so they can also practice some of these tips that you find helpful right now. Until another episode again, I want to say, stay happy, keep smiling, be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and may the universe continue to bless you and bring all the good things your way, because only good things are allowed to happen to you this week. Bye. Okay, so personally, I feel like beautiful intentional love is just like Naija jollof rice. You always catch a whiff of its amazing aroma before it's brought before you, and when you see it, oh my god, it's so mouth-watering. It's delicious, and after you finish, you're still craving more. Yeah. Hi, my loves. Welcome to my podcast. This is Talk More with Nessa, the podcast. It's so good to have you guys with me on today's very first episode of Love Notes and Vibes. Yes, I said love notes and vibes because we are going to be, I will be adding a new segment to my podcast. Aside from Mental Health Mondays, I will be having or hosting Love Notes and Vibes. So basically, what's Love Notes and Vibes going to be all about? I will be talking about relationships. I'll be giving out tips on relationships. I'll be sharing stories. All of this, mind you, is to ignite a form of healing. There are going to be days that I might probably, you know, do random musings. You're going to be my therapist on such days. So, my loves, welcome. And thank you for joining me in today's episode of my podcast. Welcome to Love Notes and Vibes. Let us vibe away. Why am I so excited? Anyway, I think it's because I love this topic that I'm about to do. Yes, I mean, because I love love. Yeah, I love love. Even if it's not happening to me, I think I love to see people experience beautiful love. It makes me just glow on the inside and I wish them well. Yeah, love is beautiful. I love love. And I think you should love love too, because without love, we will not even exist on earth in the first place. So if you have anything against love, change, repent. For the love of your life is about to arrest your heart. So in case I cough a little, I'm human. I'm still having cold, so I have my water here. So in case I need to cough, don't worry, I won't cough so loudly. If you follow me on Twitter, anyways, you see a post I made. I said I was trying to record earlier, and I started coughing, so I had to like scrap it, start all over again. So I'm like, okay, if it happens, I will cough. I'll take an excuse and I'll cough. Thank God you're not close to me, but trust me, it's not corona anyways. God, what's wrong with me? Okay, today's topic, let's get into the good stuff. It's reasons why you're still single, even when you don't want to be single. And I might be dropping 8 or 7 points for you, depending on how jiggy I am feeling. Okay, I know you're ready to get into the good stuff. Now, let's get started. You're single and you'd rather not be. I mean, who likes to stay single? Who wants to be single? Human beings are made for connections, interactions. We're made to, you know, connect with another person, build intimacy with them. We're meant to have friends. We're meant to fall in love. We're meant to fall in love. We're meant to build families. I know. Sometimes some people don't want it because of some experiences they've had in the past, but I think at some point we all want love. We all want to be with somebody, our very own human, our personal person, somebody that is going to have our back, someone we can call up on good days, bad days, you know, any kind of day. You just pick your phone, you call them up, they can come sit with you in companionable silence, and you guys don't even have to say anything to each other, because you know that this person can even hear you speak. They can see what you're going through. They got you. And just being there is enough support for you. Now, before I get into it, I want to say there's an awful lot to gain from being in a relationship. But that is not to say that when you're single, you can't gain anything. Okay? But falling in love isn't a magical way to solve all of your problems, by the way. And you definitely don't need a significant other in order to live a full or fulfilled life. You can be single, you can be alone, and you can still be able to achieve, you know, a beautiful life. And there are many benefits of being single as much as there are benefits to being in a relationship. Now, true happiness is totally possible if you are single, contrary to what a lot of people will make you believe. So, don't listen to them. Now, why are you still single? Let's take a close look at all of the possible reasons. Number one, you haven't met the right person. Of course, when people ask you, you're so handsome, you're too beautiful to be single, okay, we know that. It's because I haven't met the right person. That's what you say to them, probably. Yeah, that's an obvious reason. that most people know. But before you roll your eyes at how obvious this reason is, take a moment to actually properly think about it. I know that it is frustrating to hear that the right person just hasn't come along yet, but it is the truth. If you are single, it's because you haven't met the right person for you. You haven't met the perfect match. I mean, okay, is there even a perfect match? I think it's just two imperfect people who come together to, you know, make something close to perfect. So you can be rest assured that sooner or later, somewhere on this wonderful road that we call life, you're going to come face to face with the right person. So, patience is a virtue, my friend. I know it sounds annoying, but patience is a virtue. So, learn some patience while you wait for the right person to come along. Okay, excuse me. Now, next reason why you're not, you know, why you're single is because you're not ready. I don't care if you're 50, I don't care if you're 22, I don't care if you're 30. Sometimes we're not ready for a relationship. We think we're ready because we see all these cute couple goals pictures on Instagram, on Twitter. Especially when you see pictures of people saying, oh, how we met. We started from this, now we're here. We're sharing your drink. But honestly, sometimes you're not just ready. You may not even be aware of it, but if you sit down and you think about the emotional part to it, are you ready to be emotionally available to another person? Are you financially there? Because relationships need money to thrive. Sometimes you can't just, in fact, not sometimes, all of the time, you need money to hang out, you need money to you know, get them gifts if their love language is gifts given. You need money to, you know, make some things work out, vice versa. By the way, the man gives, the woman gives, it's both ways. So if you aren't able to, you know, meet up on all of these levels, then you're absolutely not ready, and I think you shouldn't even rush into it. Now the key here is to accept the fact that you're not ready and not beat yourself up about it. Getting to a place where you're not ready for love will involve lots of self-reflection and self-awareness. Might take years or even a month, depends, but those years and months will be filled with fun, adventure, and self-discovery, growing as a person before you're finally ready to commit wholeheartedly to someone when the time is right for you. Moving on, another reason why you're single is because you met people who were not ready. Now, when I talk about people who weren't ready, it could be emotional inavailability or unavailability, yeah? Emotional unavailability, people who are non-committal, people who are not intentional about you, or people who have different goals and they're not looking for something serious. Now, it can be quite frustrating if you are ready for a relationship and then you meet someone who isn't ready. It kind of sort of throws you off the part that you are trying to work on. Now, understand that these people aren't necessarily in the right headspace to be able to make a long-term relationship work. So it's not your fault, it's fine. The reason you may not have found lasting love might not have to do with you at all. And much more, it has to do with the people that you've actually been romantically involved with recently. So chances are, it's more of a combination of the two. Another reason why you're not in a relationship and you're single is because there aren't many fish in your particular sea. Now, I know they say there's lots of fish in the river, blah, 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 but if your sea is kind of, you have a big sea, but you don't have lots of fish in it, then there might be a problem. Now, the sea is you, and the fish we're talking about is probably your social circle. Maybe most of your friends are coupled up or married and don't have single mates anymore. Maybe you work from home. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry guys. See that thing I was saying? My village people, you can't win anyways. So I'm going to continue. So your sea doesn't have lots of fish in them. So if your social circle is not large, it's going to be very difficult for you to actually meet potential dates. So what you can do is actually either go out there, meet more people, you know, be careful where you go to anyways. Because it's not everywhere you go to that you're going to attract the right person. So go to the right places. I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. Go to the right places, hang out at the right places. You could probably talk to your friends to, you know, link you up with their single friends, with their other single friends. And you can also sign up on a dating app. But be careful, because have you seen Tinder Swindler? But I trust... Oh my God, I'm sorry for what I'm about to say. I trust Niger women. I really trust Niger women. I mean, before a Niger woman will give you 10,000 naira, you really have to convince her that you're dying. You're dying on the bed and you need that money for your survival. Okay, so because everybody's eyes have tear. Okay, if you're a foreign listener, I want to explain eyes of tear here. I mean, when we say your eyes of tear in Nigerian term, we mean you're actually smarter, you're street smarter, and you're not going to just fall for any lie, hook, line, and sinker, you get. So that's what we mean by eye of tear. Okay, so another reason why you're still single is because you don't look approachable. Sometimes it's dangerous for you to be too approachable. And sometimes it's not good if you're not approachable. So if you find it hard to meet people, it might have something to do with the way you present yourself to others. Do you come off as too arrogant, too snobbish, or do you come off as mean? I know it's your resting bitch face. Yeah, resting bitch face. I don't use the B word. It's hard to change this, especially if you're shy. But try to watch your body language when you're with somebody that you're attracted to. Try to see the things that you could do so you won't be your body language won't be misinterpreted as you being closed off and uninterested. It could even happen over chat too. Try to be more accommodating, be more open, especially if you are feeling this person. So the easiest way you can fix this is just remembering to relax, yeah, take a deep breath and smile. I mean, smiling can do a lot of things, so come think of it. It's why at the end of every of my mental health podcasts, I'm always telling you, be happy, smile, because when you smile, three things are happening. You look more beautiful. You're making another person who's looking at you more happy, because this act of smiling... Oh my god, I'm so sorry, I'm really sorry. So the act of smiling actually helps you to, it makes you more beautiful basically. Aside from making you more beautiful, it makes the other person who's looking at you find you beautiful as well, and it makes them also smile. So it's like a good thing to do. Smile. Take deep breaths, relax. Now, this next point, you might be guilty of it because a lot of people are guilty of this. If you've been dating too much, it could be the reason why you're single. Now, you're going to say, why? Am I not supposed to date in order to meet a partner? Yeah, you're supposed to date, but if you're starting to date too much, probably you need a break. You need a break. I mean, these days, it's totally normal to be seeing more than one person at a time when you're single. But if you've been continuously dating multiple people at the same time for a while now, you might have become a bit jaded. So how does this happen? You get to a stage where you don't really expect anything to come out of your date, so you just go through the motions and stop opening yourself up to the possibility that you should probably properly connect with somebody. So if that is the case, you have to consider slowing things down a little. Try to date one person at a time. Nigerian men and women, date one person at a time. I know you people, you will not listen. You will not listen because you have coconut head. Date one person at a time and make sure that you are genuinely present, you're giving them a chance, and you're not mentally swiping on Tinder. I say Tinder again, oh my gosh. Anyways, don't multi-date. Take it one person at a time so you have time to focus on this person, know them really, and you know something beautiful will come out of one of them. Now moving on further, another reason why you're probably still single is because you have high standards. I know it's good to have standards, but when your standards are too unrealistic and they're set way too high, you're going to have a problem finding love. You might not have found love yet because you're not willing to settle for anything less than amazing. A lot of people have this list where they write what the dream man or dream woman should be, and if the partner that they are dealing with doesn't meet up to any of this thing on their list, then they start to, you know, cut them off, forgetting that this person might actually have other sweet qualities about them. But because they want the person to be tall, handsome, smell good, smart, have 10 cars, have like 20 billion in their account, you know, I'm just trying to say some of the unrealistic things that some people have in their list. But you know, if your expectations are set too high, I think it's a sign for you to, you know, go back and revisit again and check if there's some things you can actually just cancel out. Yeah, cancel, because you can't meet a perfect person like that. If you need a perfect person, you might have to ask Dr. Jesus for some clay, then you start molding. I don't know how that is going to work for you anyways. So moving on, if you're a perfectionist, it might be one of the reasons why you're still single. Now, the other side of the coin could be that you're just a little bit too picky. You have high standards, yeah. High standards are good. But some people refuse to give anyone who doesn't fit their idea of the perfect man or woman a chance. You may think that you know what you like and what you want out of a partner, but you do need to be open to the idea that someone might come along and take you by surprise. That's why sometimes when you ask these married people, they should turn out to be who you wanted. You might just be like, no, she didn't look like the person I wanted, but her character, she's everything I wanted. Or the woman might be like, he isn't the regular Prince Charming, but he actually charmed his way into my heart because of this and this quality, that and that quality, you know. So I'm trying to say basically is your dream man may not come to you in the form that you've been thinking, oh, it should come like a circle. It might come to you like a square, it might come to you like a rectangle. What am I trying to say? But you guys, you get the drift, yeah. So basically, just sometimes they may not come to you the way you envision them to come to you. So try not to be a perfectionist. Try to just take it easy. Another reason why you might still be single is because your mind immediately leaps to marriage. You just met this person, you're already thinking of baby names because it's fine, or she's beautiful, you're already imagining, or she's going to make an amazing wife, blah blah blah. When you meet someone new, your first thought is whether they might be marriage potential. Well, if you don't think that, and if you don't think that they are, you don't bother going back for a second date because you feel like it doesn't look serious enough to be marriage material, she doesn't look serious enough to be marriage material. Well, the truth is you might have missed all kinds of opportunities to build relationships with fun and interesting people just because you decided that they wouldn't be the type to be walking down the aisle with. And God works in a mysterious way. Sometimes these people may come to you looking unserious. Eventually they might end up being amazing people that you can build wonderful relationships with. They could end up being friends. And sometimes if you even notice, you might end up start falling for each other, and who knows, they might eventually be the love of your life. Beautiful marriages actually start from friendships. So don't cut people off just because they don't look like marriage material. And don't set your mind immediately to marriage. Last point and last reason why you might actually still be single is because you've been hurt one too many times. If you've been hurt a lot, I mean, it's actually good for you to want to take a step back from getting into a relationship, trying to focus on who you are, learning more about yourself, and, you know, being a better human being, so that when next you get into a relationship, you are able to, you know, do something great and work out something amazing for yourself. But don't let the hurt overshadow you or consume you so much that you start hating other people, you start hating women or men that you come across. No, you've been hurt, I understand that, but it doesn't mean that you should start letting that hurt consume you. Don't let it consume you, no. Let the pain visit, let it teach you a lesson, but at the end of the day, you should be able to, you know, learn when to make it go, learn when to let it go, so that you can eventually open yourself up to new opportunities in love. So normally when I'm recording my podcast and there's a distraction or there's a mistake, I usually just cut it off, delete it, and start all over again. But one thing I've realized is I'm a human being. You're human too, and you'll understand. It can't be all perfect all of the time. Besides, perfection sucks. So I'm sorry for all the coughing in between. And sometimes the breathlessness. I'm still recovering from a cold, but I wanted to do this because I wanted to record this episode today and get it ready, along with the mental health episode. And I really do appreciate you, and I hope that you were able to learn a thing or two from this podcast. If you did, don't forget to give it a like. You can follow me on Twitter at Nessa_Celis. Ask me your questions. Let's follow each other. Let's be friends. And don't forget to also share with someone you think might need to listen to this, because like I always say, sharing is caring, sharing is loving. Until another episode of Love Notes and Vibes, I hope you enjoyed this one. Until another episode of Love Notes and Vibes, this is me saying, I love you, my loves. Do have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye.